This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Quick one for you. So, it's on before, Sal, before we get back to these phones, mostly about the Knicks, where Holmes, you know, not quite an opener, but, you know, you're going to need more than 4 2/3, and same with Peterson. So, Hop did a little digging. I wanted to connect some historical dots here. We all know the starting pitcher no longer goes as long as he used to when we were younger, but let's get the actual facts. What have you come up with there, Hoffy?
All right, so I found back to the 10-year average from 50 to 59.
Ooh, I love it. Go ahead.
Which was 6.5. Now, listen, they don't do like 6 1/3, 6 2/3.
50 to 59.
I'm going to write it all down.
1950?
50 to 59. Okay. You don't like this stuff?
You
got to
go all the way back there?
Well, I mean, you could have painted the picture or no?
You're going back 100 years. You could have started in the 80s. That's even 40 years ago. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, that makes a point here. All right, so 6.5.
6.5.
Again, they don't go by thirds, so it's just 6.5, 6.5.
Got it.
60 to 69, 6.4.
Yep.
70 to 79, back to 6.5.
Oh, up 1/10 of a point or inning, whatever. Okay, 6.5, gotcha.
80 to 89, 6.2.
80 to 89, hold on, 6.2. Now steroids start to infiltrate the game. Go ahead.
90 to 99 is a 6, hard 6.
Mm. Hard 6.
Strong 6. 2000 to 2009... 5.9.
Idiot, man. Hey.
Okay.
Wait, what was that last one? I wouldn't even listen.
5.9.
5.9.
Okay. Just south of 6.
Just south of 6.
2010 to 2019, 5.7.
Okay.
2020 to 2023, 5.
So
I mean, that's a very soft five.
That's where we're going.
To be honest with you,
that's
though.
That's a very disappointing five, I'm sure some would say.
Weren't UBT a little surprised at the low number from the 50s? I would guess it would have been higher.
Without the specialists and without... Yeah, I thought, 50 to 59 was 6.5, just for those who didn't miss it. I wrote all this stuff down.
Which I guess is still high, but...
Well, that's above average.
Yeah.
6.5. So, I would have thought maybe a little more. Remember, the DH didn't come until 73 with Ron Bloomberg, so you're going through pitchers back in the day. There's no relief specialists here. I don't know if I would have thought quite 7, but maybe a tick higher.
So the peak was 50, 59?
Yeah, that was the highest, yes.
And then it got close the following decade, right?
Yeah, the next decade was 6.4, and then it went back up to 6.5 from 70
and
to 79.
Now, so from the peak at 6.5, we're at the low.
Down to 5 for the last 3 years. So 2020, pandemic, whatever, to now.
It's an inning and a half.
An inning and a couple of outs there. Probably an inning and 2/3. Yeah, so basically Holmes is right on the average. He's good. Basically.
Yeah, I guess. But look, he's an opener to me. So if you're going 4 2/3,
yeah,
or 4 1/3, if you can't complete 5, and even in my mind, and again, I got to change my standards. But by the way, I used to be, hey, I need 6 7 innings.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I'll take 5+.
Yeah, but hold on. You would say you need 6 7 innings, but they didn't even get 7 innings in the 50s.
Yeah, well, maybe from the best guy. That's the point. Like, I wouldn't ask. If Clay Holmes was their 5th starter, I wouldn't ask for more than 5 innings. Problem is they get 5 5th starters. All these guys are going 5 innings. Freed today, unacceptable for me for anything less than six innings. And really, it should be six and two thirds, seven innings. You want to be an ace? You're getting paid $218 million or whatever it is. No Gerrit Cole. Your team's on a losing streak. You've got to go out there and be the stopper. That's why the Yankees invested big in starting pitching, in Max Fried in particular in this case. Go out there and be the stopper. So I don't want to see four and two thirds, five innings. What is that? No, that's not. Well, put it this way. The Mets could pay dirt for guys to go out there and give them four and two-thirds and five innings. They've done it. So if I'm going to pay, if I'm the Yankees, I'm paying 218, you better be damn sure I want more than five innings.
Now, yes, that is an epidemic, but we can't fight City Hall. This is not going to change. Pitch counts and the way these young players are babied in the minors. Like, listen, you know, our dads and grandfathers, you sit down, you watch Steve Carlton in his prime, Nolan, Gibson, you know, Drysdale, Koufax. And then into the 70s, guys like Guidry, who I saw more in the 80s. But I just felt like when Guidry got the baseball and Dwight Gooden got the baseball and Fernando Mania kicked in the early 80s, he's going more than six or seven. Like, yeah, I get it, but it has changed quite a bit. However, we are so wrapped up in our Yankee and Met bubble, all the other teams in baseball, like, it's the entire average. So if the other teams are doing this, then I think the better way to look, and they are, because the numbers say it, I think the better way to look at it as well, do the Mets and the Yankees have better offenses than a lot of these teams? And for the most part, the answer is yes. Do the Yanks and the Mets have better options at closer than most of these teams? And, you know, Devin Williams better get his act together here, and Diaz could be a little jumpy as well. But the answer for me would be yes. Do they have more higher leverage guys, whether it's a Ryan Stanek or Luke Weaver? My answer will be yes. So it seems like it's a big problem for the Mets and for the Yankees, but it's a baseball thing.
Yeah. Jose Buteau. Also a good leverage guy for the Mets.
Sure.
Did you hear the name change in Buteau?
More like accenting the O, the second.
I guess,
the, okay, well,
I
mean, that's the man's right. It's his name.
Buteau.
Well, we did say Buteau, like Pluto.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now it's Buteau.
I heard that sounds Gary very sophisticated, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Doesn't sound as intimidating. Hey, don't you think you'd
would I get rather, some outs. That's all I care about.
I hear you, but I think if I'm a hitter, would I rather dig in against some guy named Buteau or Buteau? I think Budo's coming at me more.
Yeah.
But maybe Jose change Buteau, your name again, buddy.
Maybe a little more finesse. BT and Sal.
Jamie Moyer style.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. Joe is in Shirley.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Joe.
I wanted to piggyback here off the Clay Holmes stuff. Now, I agree with actually both of you. I think Clay Holmes 100% needs to throw more strikes. But I also think Clay Holmes has been fed with a little bad luck at his second Miami start. If you remember, he was going to cruise through that fifth inning. He had a little bunt single, a little dinky ball in the gap. He was giving off some soft contact. Yes, he needs to get through the innings. Mm-hmm. And also yesterday, not going to lie too, his first hitter in the sixth inning, that was a borderline pitch that could have went either way. And then a ball in the gap, to be honest, I think Soto could have had that ball. So, I think Clay Holmes needs to throw more strikes. But I do think he's also getting fed with a little unluckiness. But he's got to attack early.
But, by the way, let's just clarify, Joe, and thank you for the call. Good points there. Nobody's knocking Clay Holmes. I mean, that was not the point. When I'm saying he's an opener, that's not a knock. It's an assessment of what the Mets are doing with their staff, where they've got guys that I view as borderline starters, more openers. It's been effective, and Clay Holmes is good, so I'll take it. I'll take Clay Holmes for 4 2/3 over the alternate option, especially considering what they paid here. But this was not to knock Clay Holmes or say he necessarily needs to be better. He's a reliever turned starter,
and it's freezing out, yeah, and it's windy out, and it's April 9th.
So what do you expect?
Doing fine,
but let's not pretend.
Get 10 whiffs,
but let's call it what it is. I mean, I think in effect the Mets have a bunch of openers in their rotation. Maybe not in the traditional 1 or 2 inning sense, but they know that when Clay Holmes takes the mound,
yeah,
he isn't threatening to go 6 or 7. They know that the backup behind him is going to be Brazoban, who's going to give you 2-plus innings. That has been their formula here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that you're going to, like, there is no, get me to 7th inning and I'm going to give you the top 3 relievers or top 2 guys into the closer.
You mean more than that you need?
I know. They know this, which means it's kind of an opener.
For now, you know, and I think that's why Manaea's eventual return, even if it's in 2 months, which it could be, and he comes back and he's the same guy that was, you know, he was over his final 17 starts, yeah, with a new windup, then I think that changes it, because I think he's got the ability to go deep here. Now, again, it's going to be an issue if it's like this all year, but let's give the guy, and this is what you're alluding to, let's give the guy a chance to build up. He had 25 starts at A-ball in 2013. He had 26 starts at Double-A in 2016. He had 24 starts in Triple-A in 2017. And he had 16 starts for the Pirates in 2018. So, and since then, none. I mean, this is a big transition. I don't know what the comp would be, you know, in another sport going from this role to that role, but endurance is a key thing, and he's also on a new team and a new league, so let's give the man a little room to grow.
Yeah, and also, just to further the point, why I'm not knocking, neither of us are knocking Clay Holmes.
I love the guy. I told you from day one, I thought he was going to be good for you.
Carlos Rodon's line the other day, he went 6 innings, 5 earned runs.
Yep, okay, 6 total
runs.
6
runs total, but 5 earned runs.
Yep.
So, as much as I'm complaining about the opener, would I rather pay Rodon what he's getting and have 6 innings and 5 earned runs, 6 total, or pay Clay Holmes and get 4 2/3,
mm-hmm,
and his line?
Oh, you know the answer.
Yeah, it's
the
not
answer's
even,
Holmes.
It's not even close. So that's the point. It's not about him not being effective. I'm just saying that the way that we are going in baseball, where David Stearns is playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers, and he's not alone, but it is essentially finding guys who could give you 4 or 5 quality innings at a good value, which are kind of openers, versus a true starter where you're going to have to overpay that maybe give you 6 plus innings, whatever it is, more consistently, more routinely, but maybe some volatile nature in there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think this is another example of how much sports has changed. There's a reliance on, you know, specific roles and diminished expectations in terms of playing every night. You know, the NBA with the off nights. Baseball pitchers don't go as deep. You know, it's a different world here. So I think that we, you and I, have adjusted well to it, because I do think that we understand it is what it is. And I don't have a problem with this being it is what it is. I got a problem with Rodon, you know, and that's not sacking up when he misses a
right
call and unwinding and, you know, and unraveling. That bothers me. I think Clay Holmes has been good.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.